consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Deuteronomy chapter 10, particularly verses 12 and 13. So if you have access to a Bible and can get to one, grab you a cup of coffee and sit down and join us today as we consider His Word. We need to let you know that this program is listener supported. It is the ministry of Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation in South Florida. Listener supported, that means that we need your help. If we continue to broadcast, and I'm praying that in the next year or so that God would expand our broadcast. We are currently on nearly 20 radio stations across the country. We'd like to see our program grow. So if you'd like to help us with that, there's a number of ways you can do that. You can go to our website at considerhisword.org, and there's a link there where you can donate directly to this program. There are also other ways in writing to us. Let me give you our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I realize not everyone can help out ministries like ours, but we'd still like to hear from you. And you can contact us through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can also contact me through our regular email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also write to us directly at the address that I previously gave you. Now, when you write to us and you tell us where you're hearing the program, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. I'm anxious to get to our Bible study today. We've got a lot to cover. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, Moses is going over things that had happened to him in the past. He's telling the people as just before they go into the promised land, many of the things that happened to him, and particularly about the law. The word Deuteronomy literally means second law. And Moses is going over all of the things that God had given him at Mount Sinai. Remember, at Mount Sinai, God had written on some tablets the Ten Commandments for the people. However, when he came down the mountain, they were filled with idolatry, worshiping that golden calf that they had made. And Moses broke those stones. God gave him a second set, and he's telling the people about them here in chapter 10. However, he's saying that although we have these Ten Commandments and all of the laws of the book of Leviticus, and he goes over them again in the book of Deuteronomy, there is something that God requires. Let me read them to you. It's Deuteronomy chapter 10, beginning in verse 12. The Bible says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day." And notice how he ends this, "for thy good." Now, we've talked about almost all of this list, and we're down to the last thing. We talked about fearing the Lord, to walk in his ways, to love him. We had to spend two broadcasts about serving him. Today, we're talking about obedience. Where in verse 13, he said that we are to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day, and again, for thy good. God requires that we obey him. He speaks about decrees here, statutes. He's talking about things that he particularly said to the people. So Why do we obey the Lord? He said he requires it. I believe that we obey the Lord because we trust him. Our obedience to God shows that we trust the Lord. You know, we used to sing the song, Trust and Obey. And I think our obedience demonstrates that we are trusting him. God said to this, remember when the children of Israel were crossing over into the promised land, the Jordan River was at flood stage, and God told the people to go down, take the Ark of the Covenant, and step in the water. And sometimes we've got to step in the water. When they stepped in the water, that water opened up and they were able to cross over on dry land, just like they did when they crossed from the Red Sea. But you see, they had to trust God enough to step into the water. And I think in our obedience, we've got to trust the Lord, and it shows our trust in the Lord. I think it shows that we trust God's love for us, that we trust God's grace for us, that we're trusting in his plan of salvation for us, that if we receive Christ as our Savior, that we could have eternal life in him. You know, that's really kind of our first step of trusting Christ, isn't it? Of just believing him. But you see, our obedience is evidence of our faith. James talked about this over in James chapter 2. He gave us a great illustration. I want to go and read that. I'm going to have to read quite a bit. But I want you to listen to what James said. This is James chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. He said, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works? Can that faith or can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yet a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." You see, our obedience to God, works, demonstrates our faith. James is not teaching here that we have to have good works to be saved. He's showing that obedience to God and our works show our faith. Now, once we've trusted Christ, we then obey him. We're saved by faith, not by keeping the commandments. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So don't get confused here. I'm not talking about keeping the commandments to get saved. I'm talking about doing good works and keeping the commandments because you're saved, because we're trusting him. I believe we also not only obey the Lord because we trust him, but we obey the Lord because we love him. John talked about this over in his little book of 1 John. Look at 1 John chapter 5. I want to read a couple of verses over there. Beginning in verse 2, he said, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." So we serve him because we love him. Our obedience is not to obtain salvation. Our obedience is not just out of some kind of an empty sense of duty. Our obedience is not out of fear of some consequences that we must face. Our obedience is because we love God and we want to honor him. When you love someone, you want to please them. And so our obedience shows that we love the Lord. We obey him because it's good for us. We read over in Deuteronomy 10 at the end of the verse, he said, "You do all these things for thy good." You realize that our obedience brings to us a certain amount of protection. When a parent teaches a child to obey, many times it's to protect that child. For example, a child that's running out into the street and the parent says, "Stop." That child had better learn to obey and stop when the parent said stop, or they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And so it's important that we teach our children to obey, but that we obey the Lord because it brings a certain protection to us. Obedience often comes with promises, like when he said, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. Just here, obedience to the Lord represents God's best for us. He loves you, and He knows what's right for you. He knows what's best for you. And so we honor Him by keeping those commandments. And so really quickly to recap, what does God require? To fear Him, to walk in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him, to obey Him. When we think of all of these things, it's so important that we honor the Lord in our life and that we do the things that He has called us to do. You know, when we do all of these things, it honors the Lord. It glorifies the Lord. And I want to remind you that you can hear all of these messages, all of these, this whole series, if you go again to the website at considerhisword.org. All of the messages are there. You can go back and hear them all, even all at one time. You can go through and listen to them again. Considerhisword.org. Let's stop for a minute. In this list of five things, I think that one of the things that God wanted from us is a relationship. God did not want us to be like just robots. He wanted a relationship with His people. He loved you. Remember, when God created Adam and Adam sinned against God, the Bible says that sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so the wages of sin is death. The Bible goes on and says, but the gift of God is eternal life. And though God requires these things of us, the most important thing is that you have a relationship with Him, that you have received Christ as your own personal Savior. John 1 says that Jesus came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but to many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the children of God. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Do you know Him? So how do you do that? Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. A couple of verses later it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I would encourage you, call on Him today. Trust Him. Obey Him. Serve the Lord. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.